What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show, where it's always better when we stand together, finding agreement where we can. We found some agreement with our good friend Tim from Whitewater that we can hold different thoughts and values in our head at the same time. We don't have to buy into at least what one party, I would argue, is the false choice. It is my belief, and Tim, again, thank you so much for calling and spending some time with me and all of you. Tim say, hey, it's a political loser argument for Democrats to be upset about these due process violations that are happening every day as the Trump administration thumbs its nose at the Supreme Court because people are legitimately worried about immigration. And my response to Tim was, can't we worry about both? Isn't the whole point of America that, like, yes, we can do complicated things like secure a border, make sure that people who are here off paper illegally who commit crimes are in fact deported? I support that. Serious crimes, especially. And we can respect due process. We can do both things. We're Americans, right? Like, let's do the complicated thing together. And I reject the false choice that either we have to strike due process from the Constitution and give up individual rights or have safety. That is a false choice. You can have safety and we can respect the fundamental right to due process that is essential for every functioning democracy. I want to bring on my colleague, Gray Gunderson, get your take, Gray, and then we're going to go to the phones. You can join Gray and I, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.
That false dichotomy that you just pointed out, Maggie, that is something that I've seen more and more of recently, and it stands out to me the more I see it. And I think we have to look at that. We have to label it. We have to call it by its name. That false dichotomy, to me, is honestly, it's a putty knife for public opinion. That is the tool by which people are shaping opinion. I see it even, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but in the mindless dross of Facebook, there is a major thread I've seen. And I, it's my hometown comes to mind, not calling anybody out, but there's this trend I see in posts. How can we have a Pride Month when we don't have a Veterans Month? And it just, ¿por qué no los dos? Why can't we do both? And the pretend, the little charade that we can't is something I can present to you to instill in you the idea that we can't have both, which is just a lie. It's just an outright lie by those who know.
And it's there's two things operating in tandem, Gray, which I would argue has actually been the backbone of the Republican Party's platform for nearly 30 years. One, it's the idea of these false dichotomies, these false choices, metastasized, catalyzed, exponentially grown through the idea of the world is zero sum, that if we provide due process to someone who's here illegally, that there's less due process and less safety for Americans. That's effectively what the Trump administration's argument is. If you provide due process, we're all less safe. That's a lie. We can do both. We can provide due process to people who are here illegally and improve our country's safety. We can do both. It is not zero sum. By having Pride Month or Black History Month doesn't mean that there's less love and respect available for your heritage or Veterans Month or whatever it is. And I'll add a third log to this fire. False choice, zero sum, and also the idea of false scarcity.
Oh, yeah. False shortages. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It's the same thing that hops up when you talk. How dare we talk about socialized health care? Because all of a sudden, the time of the doctors and the obligations of doctors, like things that just aren't relevant until that topic is touched on. It's just I feel like the same tool belt is being reached into and oh, there's the same old tool. So let's grab them and see what we can do.
Because it works so well. You tell people that there's not enough, that if your neighbor does better, you do worse. Right. And that you can only have this or the other thing. And gosh, we need safety and everything else makes me existentially afraid. You start to get xenophobia, racially based hatred, all kinds of isms. That machine works for certain people and not so well for others. Let's go to the phones. Charles from Milwaukee, you are on the air. Say hello to Gray. What's your thought?
Hello. Good show so far. So my two points. First, the issue with the border. Didn't start under Joe Biden.
Nope.
It's been an issue for probably over 35, 40 years.
Yep.
So it sucks that they try to blame Joe Biden for the crisis at the border. Second, I could have sworn, now correct me if I'm wrong, you two, Joe Biden and James Lankford had a deal set, and Donald Trump went to Speaker Mike Johnson and said, oh, no.
And kill it.
You guys cannot pass this bill because I need something to run on.
Charles is 100% correct. So Republicans have been feeding a lie to you about you can have safety or due process. No, we can have both. They're feeding you a lie that the world is zero sum, that due process for someone who's here illegally means less safety or due process for you. That's a lie. The false scarcity idea, that's a lie. And here's the biggest lie, that Dems haven't tried to do anything about this. Lie, 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 lie. More people were deported on a monthly average basis under President Obama than they were under Trump 1. I mean, come on now. There was a bill that would have been the most concessions ever given by Democrats on the border that was on the table that could have been signed into law under President Joe Biden, and Trump killed it. That's what it's about. Joe from Madison, you're up next. Say hello to Gray. What are your thoughts, Joe?
Hi, Gray. Thanks for visiting. Good topic, good thoughts. And I wanted to return to what the previous caller was saying, and then also Tim from Whitewater. And I think it's really important that folks like Tim understand what this previous caller just said. I was looking at a headline to speak on this, the same matter of, wasn't there a bill, a bipartisan bill that was very conservative in nature that Biden was working very hard to get passed? And this headline just summed it up. It said, House votes down bill favored by conservatives. House votes down bill favored by conservatives. That's nuts.
That gives away the game right there. Gray, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. Maybe we can have you join me again. Because, folks, I was going to get to the Alito dissent today. I didn't have any time for it. But remember this, tomorrow, I'm going to tell you what the liberal bloc on the Wisconsin Supreme Court has in common with Justice Alito. Who knew? Keep it locked.